Ross Baker is Distinguished Professor of Political Science at Rutgers University, PhD from University of Pennsylvania, Research Associate at the Brookings Institution, and worked for many members of Congress, including Democratic leader Harry Reid. So what do you think Harry Reid is thinking while he's watching the machinations of the man some are calling the turtle? And McConnell and his approach to health care reform. It's very interesting. Trump just won't let it go, and yet he keeps coming back with yet another bill another time. What do you think Reid would be thinking about this?
Well, you know, I intend to call him and ask him. I haven't talked to him in a while, but I promised that I would give him a call, and I think I'm going to use this occasion to get back to him and get his opinion. You know, he and Mitch McConnell were not best friends, to say the least. And I think as time went on, the relationship between them became worse and worse. But I think he would probably say that, you know, McConnell is really trying to run the show by himself. He's a control freak. He wants to make sure that he has his hands in the process. He's been very effective in running the Senate that way. Part of the reason is, of course, that he's got a number of senators who are just loyal to him. He's got some, of course, who are not. And it was that small group of senators that caused him the most trouble because of the closeness of the overall numbers between Democrats and Republicans. When you're running a 52-48 Senate, you've got the 52. You can't afford to lose many of those senators. And it's not as if there are major cracks in the Republican Party in the Senate. You're talking about a very few senators, people like Susan Collins, a moderate, who's always been a moderate, has always been the one Republican the Democrats could count on if they needed a Republican. But you've got others who, because of the special circumstances of the health bill, have become adversaries or at least skeptical of the actions of Senator McConnell. And I point to Senator Capito of West Virginia, who has an abnormally large number of constituents on Medicaid. The governor of West Virginia agreed to the expansion of Medicaid. You've got other senators like Rob Portman of Ohio, a state with a absolutely ruinous opioid problem, and other senators with kind of specialized concerns about the way the repeal bill or the repeal of Obamacare has evolved. And they're going to be taking another vote this week, but nobody knows exactly what the vote's going to be on. There are a lot of things out there on the table, and much of the table has been crowded by proposals usually made on Twitter by President Trump, who frankly, his involvement has not been helpful. He's not been a calming influence on this process. And I think it's made it a lot harder for McConnell because he's really cast the whole process under a cloud of uncertainty. So McConnell, for all of his legislative legerdemain and his talents as a herder of cats, is really probably not going to get anything as far as healthcare reform, as they define it, is concerned.
Ross Baker, one of the things that had me really scratching my head was McConnell's relationship with Rand Paul. That's got to be somewhat embarrassing, doesn't it?
Oh, it's been a fraught relationship for a long time, because McConnell, of course, backed the person that Rand Paul defeated in the primary, which obviously did not get things off to a good start. And the other thing is, I don't think many people realize it, but Rand Paul's an MD, and he takes a position on these healthcare issues that really are defined by a kind of old line opposition to the expansion of government activities in the health area. It goes back to the time that the American Medical Association opposed Medicare, for example. Well, those days have changed, but Rand Paul has kind of clung to the old religion that any expansion of the government's role in healthcare is to be opposed at all costs.
There's a part of his libertarian philosophy, however, that appeals to young people.
Oh, I think that's true. I mean, I think that certainly libertarians who were once upon a time regarded as a very fringy element have now become much more important players.
Let's take a short trip to the idea of Senator Schumer. You're an expert on the Senate. You know, I'm a big fan of Chuck Schumer's, but he's been getting a certain amount of anger towards his management of the Democratic minority. What are you making of it?
Well, I mean, I think he is really basically trying to hold the line. I mean, he has a much more diverse caucus than Mitch McConnell does. And, you know, he has got some very vulnerable Democrats up for re-election in 2018. He's got John Tester in Montana, for example. He's got Heidi Heitkamp in North Dakota. You know, and they would have every reason to defect from his sort of unified stand against Trump on the repeal of Obamacare. But they have stuck close to him. They've stuck to him like a stamp to a love letter. And so he deserves an enormous amount of credit for that. And I think he is respected by his colleagues for a different kind of leader from Harry Reid. But nonetheless, I think that he has managed to instill a lot of kind of solidarity across ideological lines in the Democratic caucus in the Senate. He works much more easily across party lines than Reid did. He and John Cornyn, the number two Republican in the Senate, are really quite fond of each other. While John Cornyn exercises in the gym, Chuck Schumer kibitzes with him. Schumer doesn't do the exercises; he's an observer. But he and Cornyn are on very good terms. McConnell understands fully why Schumer is basically telling his Democrats to stand fast in the ranks, which they have done.
Yes, and that's amazing, isn't it? I mean, that there really has been tremendous solidarity that he's achieved there. We got a minute and a half. Oh, who the Democrats got again to run for president?
Well, that's a $64,000 question. You know, one of the criticisms of the Democrats is they have a bad bench. They don't have many people who are in line. But there are, in fact, people. I mean, my own favorite being a New Jerseyan, of course, is our junior senator, I think is somebody, that's Cory Booker, who's somebody who's highly regarded. That's one person. There's always Sherrod Brown from Ohio, very, very successful senator. And then there are Democrats who are currently not even in the picture.
Okay, well, we're going to take that up the next time we come back together. We'll have some more discussion on that. And Ross Baker, for those of you who are wondering why there may be a little bit of difficulty with the sound, it's because he's in the middle of Maine on vacation, and he's still taking time to talk to us, and we so much appreciate it, Ross, and thank you for being with us.
It's always a pleasure, Alan. Good to talk to you.